Susan Brownstein wanted to talk on the petition also. Has she talked?
Not yet.
No, she has not. I thought I would allow you to introduce the petition, Nancy. And then
all right, I'll go first then. But Susan is also a petitioner, and so is Kathleen Schmidt, who just talked. The petitioners for this petition are Prairie Hills Audubon Society of Western South Dakota, Nancy Hilding, Susan Brownstein, Kathleen, and Wolfgang Schmidt submitted this petition to you. And it's mostly about cleanup of your rules. Originally, prior to 2019, the traps, all kinds of traps, had to be removed from public lands and public right-of-ways on May 1st. And when the Nest Predator Bounty Program was created in April of 2019, you amended that to allow for traps to be left on till August 31st. The Interim Rules Review Committee sent it back to you. Then you changed it to live traps being allowed until August 31st, which the IRC accepted. Okay, so that was for 2019. 2020 comes along, and you shrink the time period of the Nest Predator Bounty Program from ending on August 31st to ending on July 1st. You did that in March, but you neglected in April to put forward a rule change to return the removal of traps on public lands back to match the Nest Predator Bounty season. You still have them out there till September 1st, which we think is an oversight. So we are suggesting, seeing as you have shortened by 2 months the time of the Nest Predator Bounty Program, you should shorten the rule that live traps can be left on public lands and right-of-ways to match the current season for the Nest Predator Bounty Program. You know, we don't know why you used to, in the old days, have the traps removed on public land on May 1st. We suggest that somebody in Gave Fish and Parks had some empathy and concern for breeding animals and their babies and the mothers with dependent young. Perhaps it was that. Perhaps it was that that it was getting hotter and the skins, the fur was getting, the animals were shedding more fur and the skins weren't as valuable. I don't know. But you used to want it to end on May 1st. You only changed it for the Nest Predator Bounty Program. Why do we have these extra 2 months when the Nest Predator Bounty Program is not running? And that is what we consider clerical, like cleaning up and oversight. You should have done this. You haven't done it yet. We also, as you have heard us speak about forever and ever, we think that having animals in traps for two and a partial days, East River and 3 and a partial days, West River is animal cruelty. The 7 of you that have been on the commission for a while have heard me speak about that before. We also believe that during this time period, when the animals have dependent young, it is exceptionally cruel because the mothers want to go back to their babies, but they're restrained in a trap for 3 and a partial or 2 and a partial days, not being able to get to their babies. They will chew their legs off, harm their teeth, harm themselves trying to get out, and they can die in a half a day if it's too hot out. In a box, you know, you can trap non-target species, pets, and all of these things. People can be out hiking and recreating in the summer and see the dead bodies without their tails. You know, this should be changed. That is our animal welfare concerns, which I don't think many on the commission share. But we feel that, okay? And so maybe I shouldn't project anything onto other people. I apologize. But we believe that why before 2019 did you have all traps pulled off of public land on May 1st? You should ask yourself that. And we think this is an animal welfare concern. And if I haven't used up my 3 minutes, I want to briefly say that the greatest number of verified otter sightings, I think it was in 2016, I'm not sure of that, but the greatest number was 42. And we know it's hard to count otters, and so you probably have more otters than you have a verified sighting. We just don't think you have enough of a scientific survey system, like going to every bridge at a certain time of year. You know, it's happenstance data collection, you could be counting the same otter five times to come up with a number of 42, because they travel across the land and go from pond and stream A to stream B. We don't think that having 42 river otters seen supports your proposed for July 16th 30 otter per year take. And we really hope you don't delist them, and we really hope that you, I've switched over from the petition over to the river otter. We would very much like to see a reintroduction effort into western South Dakota, for which you will need to reduce the 365-day trapping in the Prairie West River. You'll need to reintroduce some to La Creek or the Little White or the Cheyenne River or the Belle Fouche. You could possibly attempt to create some stream in the Black Hills where you put some slower-moving fish, stock it with slower-moving fish than trout, so we could have an otter in the Black Hills. We really object to the recovery area, the area that Game Fish and Parks chose to look at in their delisting criteria. And all right, so I've used up all my time. All right, thank you. Susan goes next.
Susan?
Yes, hi. This is Susan Brownstein, and I'm addressing the live trap removal date as well. I would like to see the date changed from September 1st to July 1st in order to match up to the 2020 Nest Predator Bounty Program time frame. Even though I strongly oppose the Nest Predator Bounty Program, the regulation to remove the live trap should line up. But like Nancy said, May 1st would be even better for maybe next year. In addition, we need to consider what happens to the babies of the targeted species. They are dependent on their mothers for several weeks, sometimes months after their birth, and we are letting them die when the mother is trapped and killed. The opossum babies especially live in their pouches, so when they are trapped, you kill an entire family of animals. Hopefully, the commissioners next year will decide not to have another program like this. We have no scientific data that tells us how many of the targeted species exist in our state or if this approach will improve pheasant habitat. We are trapping and killing opossums, raccoons, red fox, skunks, and badgers in a data black hole. Thank you for your time.
Thank you. Was there another individual out there that wanted to talk about the petition who has not already spoken in the open forum? Hearing none, I'll ask one last time. I had a Corey Ferguson who wanted to speak, and I know we had closed the forum, but I wanted to see if Corey had rejoined. Okay. Is there anyone else out there that I have not addressed that would like to speak in the open forum that has not already spoken? All right. Mr. Chairman, that concludes the open forum.
Thank you, John. So let's take up the petition, which is number 7 on our agenda, and Tom is going to address that.
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Chairman. Again, members of the committee and those listening in, this is Tom Kirschman, Wildlife Division Director. So number 7 on your commission agenda, live trap removal date, the petition found on pages 41, 42, and 43 in your booklet, commissioners. So you've heard the petitioner speak on their petition and the reasons for bringing that forward. Quickly, just as a reminder to the commissioners, when a petition is received like this, you essentially have a couple of options on how you'd like to address it. If you believe the petition has merit and you accept the petition to move forward with that rule process, you would accept it, and we as an agency would work with you to put that into the rule promulgation process, which would include obviously putting it out for a public notice, for a public hearing to take comment on such administrative rule changes moving forward. If the commission decides not to accept the petition for the rule promulgation process and would go the direction of denial, then you would need to put together the items and the reasons for denying the petition, and pass that in the form of a resolution and providing those to the petitioners as well. So those are the two options. When you do receive a petition, you have to take action within 30 days, hence why it's on your agenda today for your consideration, to whatever direction you want to move forward with. So the petitioners had provided you their input and thoughts and the reasons behind bringing forward the petition itself, and just want to provide you a few items in respect to the agency, and then I'll turn it over to you as a commission body to have your discussions, and we can certainly try to answer any questions that you may have as well. When we look at the petition as it's provided right now, and from an agency standpoint, we come before you and say that we do oppose the petition that's been brought forward to you. That would be our recommendation, but again, that would be up to you as a commission body what direction you'd like to go. It is correct that there were adjustments to the administrative rules back in 2019 to fit the overall bounty program that was in place in 2019 as it went to the end of August. When we had the discussions about the 2020 bounty program and then looking at and talking about dates with you as a commission body, which you approved, ending that at the end of June or there at July 1, we asked ourselves and looked at it from the standpoint, are there any rules that need to be changed for the bounty program to fit within? And as the bounty program was approved and implemented, it did fit within the confines of the existing administrative rule, thus one of the primary reasons for not bringing forward an administrative rule change, because the program itself that was agreed upon, discussed, and moved forward with fit within the existing administrative rules, so it was not a necessity to go in and change administrative rules. We also look at it from the standpoint understanding the bounty program is set to conclude at the end of June, or if the number reaches what the maximum was allowed in the overall format, that even if there are individuals that want to continue and pursue the activity of trapping out there on public lands, is one that we are supportive of from the standpoint of our overall effort of getting people engaged in the activity of trapping, and the R3 that has been brought up a couple of different times by individuals around this discussion. So that is where we stand as a department on this particular issue, Mr. Chairman and members of the commission. I will turn it back over to you again. From a standpoint of addressing the petition, you either need to accept it, which would start that rule process, or if you are not going to accept it, deny it, provide the reasons for, and then we as a department can work on pulling together the resolution based on your conversation, if that's the direction you so desire. So, Mr. Chairman, I'll turn it back over to you.
Thank you, Tom. Commissioner comments, questions, motions?
Mr. Chair, Commissioner Sharp here.
Yes, Commissioner Sharp.
You know, I'm not entirely opposed to this proposal. However, the practicality of having all the traps removed on the same day the program ends, I don't think would be workable. But where we can only approve or deny, you know, I can't approve this, support this as it is written. You know, but I don't know where the department or what we'd end up doing. But I can see having all traps removed within 10 days of the either the end of the Nest Predator Bounty Program because of money, or within 10 days after July 1st to get all live traps off public land and right-of-ways. I can see that being a practical application, but the day the program ends, to have them all removed, I don't think is workable.
Let me ask John. Thanks. John, we have to, or Tom, we have to approve or disapprove this petition as it is, but assuming it's approved, then it becomes a regular proposal, which could be amended or changed going forward, I think. Is that right? In other words, when, by the time we came to a finalization, it could be different than what it is passed as a petition. Our initial decision has to be based on exactly how it's written, but after that, there can be changes. But that's my question, I guess.
Mr. Chairman, this is Tom Kirschman. And Mr. Katilnik can correct me if I'm wrong, but you are right. As a commission body right now, you either need to accept or deny the petition as it's written and requested for the change. Now, once you, if you were to take the action of accepting the petition, moving it forward through the rule process, then you would have the ability to make adjustments or modifications to it through that process. But from the petition standpoint itself, you would have to either accept or deny as it's been written and requested to you as the commission body.
Okay. So if the commission wanted to today, they could approve the petition, send it out, and then make the change that Commissioner Sharp suggested or some other change going forward.
Mr. Chair, John Katilnik, yes,
yeah.
That is correct.
Okay. More commissioner comments, questions, a motion.
This is Commissioner Boyd. I'm just going to chime in on what Commissioner Sharp had said, and then I would agree as it is. I probably don't support it because of the practicality of accomplishing, you know, with the deadlines and everything, I don't see it that it's workable.
Okay. Any other comments? Questions?
Commissioner Olson?
Yes, Commissioner Olson.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Yeah, I think that, you know, we've talked about this before, and obviously I support the trappers in the state, and I believe that the dying breed that is our trappers in this state most genuinely do it for recreation and aren't heartless murderers out trying to, you know, kill pregnant and displace or orphan other small critters. I think that they just do it because it's one of their vices. People fish, they hunt, they recreate. Some people use our bike trails and our paths and our campgrounds. It's their way of recreating, and it seems like over the last decade, you know, we've kind of forgot about them, or we've allowed the noose to continually be tightened around a shrinking populace. And so I'm not going to be supporting the petition, and I'm not looking to save it, throw in a life preserver either.
Okay. Other commissioners, comments, questions, motions?
Chairman, this is Commissioner Spring.
Yes, Commissioner Spring.
this was all talked out and voted on before. I can't go along with this petition, so that's where I stand.
Okay. Other comments? You still need a motion.
Sure.
I'd move to deny.
Is there a second?
I would second. Whitmire seconds.
Any more discussion? Any discussion?
Mr. Chair.
If not, yes, Commissioner Sharp.
Yeah, I can kind of concur with Commissioner Olson's comments. I do get frustrated with being painted in a certain way based on these public comments, and it is frustrating to have such a one-sided portrayal of the life of a commissioner and how we think. However, I don't feel, I understand why some groups have felt the noose, if you will, being tightened. I don't know if that'd be the characterization I would maybe use. But at the same time, we are talking about public lands and asking to have things picked up and giving a 60-day window to have that done, I'm not sure is a real hardship. So I think it's something for consideration as we move forward. But those are my comments. Thank you.
Sure. Any more comments? Comments? Not Rachel, would you read the roll, please?
Heath?
Aye.
Boyd?
Aye.
Locken?
Aye.
Olson?
Aye.
Sharp?
Aye.
Spring?
Aye.
Whitmire?
Aye.
Jensen?
Aye.
8-0, motion carries.
Okay, then we're going to skip to